Blueberry production in the United States has increased significantly over the last decade, in part because of consumer demand. Blueberries have tremendous flavor and health benefits that can be enjoyed in many different ways. One innovation that made this growth possible is genetic adaptations that help create a quality, high-yield, disease-resistant crop. We're speaking with Greg Willems, the co-founder of California Berry Genetics. He and his wife, Monica, are one of the leading blueberry nurseries and varietal importers in the United States. They are on the forefront of rapid genetic progress of this specialty crop, and their operation is based in Reedley, California.
I started the nursery 3 years ago. I've been in the production side for over 20 years. I pioneered the blueberry industry here in the Kingsburg-Reedley area. I was the first guy to plant blueberries. I learned about them when I was at Fresno State from my professor. So we started with 5 acres. I didn't even own a tractor or anything, and we just started out and jumped into it. It's been a journey, but so I grew them, and I finally said, you know something? There's not a blueberry nursery here in this region. It's time to make it happen. So I had relationships with Scott Naismith at the University of Georgia, and so one day I called him up, and I said, you know something? I really want to open a nursery here in California. And Scott said, well, you know, we'd be glad to do that.
So they got the special licensing for the nursery, and now they're on their third year of production.
What we've done is we have one of the largest seedling evaluation programs in the United States through University of Georgia. And we also have exclusive varieties called the Sweet Duchess, the Early Duchess, and the Blue Duchess. Now, we are not exclusive in Georgia. We exclude Georgia. But every other state other than Georgia, we have the rights for the United States. They're revolutionary varieties. Early Duchess is anywhere from 19 to 24 millimeter berries. The Blue Duchess is probably the best machine pickable variety we've ever seen. It's very upright, early mid, crunchy, 2 to 3 passes with a harvester, and you can automatically harvest it with a high percentage of pack out. And then we finish up with the Sweet Duchess, which is probably one of the most flavorful berries I've ever ate. It just has an amazing aroma, and it's got just a great blueberry flavor. So it leaves your mouth tasting like blueberry. It almost tastes like candy, we say. So we also do a lot of seed evaluations here. We look at anywhere from 7,000 to 17,000 seedlings annually, individual varieties. So we're always evaluating and always trying to improve our portfolio and our hands-on approach to our growers.
It's all about finding a better-tasting berry for consumers and something that the farmers can love as well.
Right. That's what we're trying to do. And, you know, we do it from a farm perspective here. I think what kind of our flagship's motto around our business here is we wouldn't sell you anything that we wouldn't plant in our own field. I invite all the growers to come out and ride on the harvesters and to see what's going on. So we're just looking for stuff that mechanizes, is more economical to farm, less sprays, less frost protection, and obviously a great eating experience with a high crunch, a beautiful color, and amazing blueberry flavor.
And blueberries have been in production for decades in California.
It hasn't really been until the last, I would say, 16, 17 years that the production's really ramped up. But primarily in the last 12 to 13, it's really taken off. And we've seen, you know, good varieties come and go. I think the biggest change that's going to happen in the next 3 years, if people want to stay in the blueberry business, is having varieties that you can mechanically harvest that are economical to grow with minimal inputs. And so I think we're here to solve that problem from a farmer-based perspective. I think that's the value of California Berry Genetics. And my wife, Monica, and I, we really want the farmers to succeed. And, you know, we make our living growing berries, too. So we want people to make money and have profitable operations.
So, Greg, what are some of the challenges that you want to help the blueberry growers on?
I think what we're trying to solve is, obviously, frost can be a big issue on blueberries. I mean, we've started frost control in the last 3 nights. We've had, you know, abnormally cold weather in the 20s. What's unique about Scott Naismith from University of Georgia, the plant breeder, is that he has what I call short fuse varieties. And what I mean by that is the bloom to ripening is much shorter than most cultivars that are out there. And so your risk of frost is significantly less. You don't have to use near the amount of fungicides and stuff to protect the blooms because your exposure is about half is what I'm seeing in my field. So not only that, when they ripen, they have a higher condensed ripening. It makes the harvesting cheaper. I think one of the things we're trying to solve the labor issues, we're trying to get a lot better quality berry on the market. Obviously, you know, water is an issue in this valley. And so we believe that these varieties, you know, are going to be a little bit more drought tolerant and you won't have to frost protect quite as much, which means you won't be using the amount of water. So there's just a ton of benefits that come with our varieties.
Greg, how difficult is it to work on blueberry genetics?
It's tough, but, you know, I think if you start with a good base, then that takes a lot of the difficulty out of it. But, you know, getting a good base is one in a million. So I think when we combine with Scott at UGA and their staff, we hit the jackpot, because Scott has an amazing way of identifying plants that I've never seen with any other breeder, you know. So that's been a big part of what we're doing here. And I think, you know, working with him kind of took the guesswork out of it for me. And he just has an uncanny way of identifying varieties. And I just love working with him. It's been amazing.
Well, Greg, tell us more about your operation there in Reedley. It's a pretty area.
So our California Berry Genetics Nursery is here right along the Kings River. We've got that good, you know, Sierra snowmelt water, and it really, to me, has a great climate to grow blueberry plants. And so it's home to us here. Our family's been here for over 100 years. I just think it's a great area to grow plants, and I'm able to give local people jobs and support the community.
Well, Greg, will consumers know the difference in the new genetics you're providing to the growers that they'll be tasting in the future compared to the blueberries they've been eating over the last couple of years?
Oh, absolutely. They're going to notice once they eat them and they take them and they see that some 90-some% of the fruit is highly edible and good, the flavor, and they're gonna notice the difference. Obviously, you know, consumers may not know a variety by name, but my blueberries are all packed under our exclusive farm-to-table brand on our marketing side. Eventually, people will see a farm-to-table label, and they're going to say, you know, those farm-to-table blueberries we served our kids this morning on their cereal were just amazing. So I think brand recognition is going to be big. I think that, you know, you've got to build the consumer's confidence. So we're trying to solve that problem here every day. And it's a hard process, but we're doing it.
Well, Greg, with these elevated varieties, Sweet Duchess, Early Duchess, and Blue Duchess, they'll be sold under the Farm to Table brand, right?
Anybody that plants has in California will have to pack it under our label, unless we have an agreement that says so that they can pack it under theirs. At this point, all the Duchess varieties will be packed under the premium farm-to-table label and marketed by Farm-to-Table Berries in Reedley.
Well, Greg, starting a monumental business in agriculture producing food is exciting and very noble. What's it like for you?
I'm ecstatic. You know, I'm mid-age now, and I told my wife I want to do something I love. I've been producing fruit forever, and it's been good, but I want to leave a legacy of being the pioneer for blueberries in this area and starting it. So, and I have already done that, but we're going to change this area forever in these varieties. I mean, we've got the genetics to do it. I think that, you know, being a grower here and being a well-respected grower that's done a long time brings a lot of credibility to what I tell the growers. And so we really have seen just an explosion with growers all over the country just wanting to work with us. And I think they really only had a couple other choices before. And obviously our competitors do a great job, and we have a lot of respect for them as well in the industry. We all kind of work together to a sense. But at the end of the day, I think growers wanted another opportunity or another chance to work with somebody else. And being a farmer like we are, I think the younger farmers now they're saying, hey, you know what? We see this farm-to-table brand out here. We see these new varieties. Let's go. So I think the energy behind it has been good for me. It's got me, I just feel like, you know, I wake up in the morning and I love going to work. It just changed my perspective. Obviously, you know, farming and the financial part is stressful for all of us. So the people that work with me, I want to give them the best information I can so that hopefully they can have a smooth transition and be successful. So I'm just really excited, and I think that, you know, the University of Georgia entrusts me with their varieties says a lot. I feel like the university is fully behind us here. A lot of the young farmers are behind us, so we see nothing but great success in the future here for California Berry Genetics.